Money.
Girl, get your money.
Sex.
Ain't no humping going around over here.
Relationships. Current events.
New York Times Sunday paper says here.
Controversy.
I don't know about you, but I got a vent.
It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape.
Girl, fix those panties.
Recreate.
Fuck your mind up.
And motivate your mindset.
What mindset? Girl, I've been talking to y'all for 3 years. Y'all still ain't can't get it right.
So, get ready for that cigar smoking.
Girl, I love a good cigar.
Cupcake loving.
Ooh, I gotta lay off those cupcakes. They making my butt a little too big.
Coffee drinking shopaholic.
The coffee is staining my teeth, and I got more clothes than the law should allow.
Your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey guys, it's your girl MJ. What's going on? What's going on? I have an exciting guest that's coming to the show. We are super duper excited. I'm bringing somebody from the south all the way up to the north. So you guys better get ready. You better hold on tight. I don't have a venting segment because we about to chop it up with my boy Kendrick P. That's definitely in the building. He's going to tell you a little bit about himself and what he does and what he's doing. If I was you, I would definitely hold on tight, buckle up, and pay attention. Put your listening ears on if you have any ears. And if you're not, I don't know what to tell you. Might as well go to YouTube and catch his ass because he is definitely a hot commodity. And as you guys know, I love music all across the board, all around the globe. And I could definitely bop my head to some of this shit he's talking about. So without further ado, we got my man Kendrick P. Welcome to the show.
What's good? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So, Kendrick, listen, I've been rocking to your shit, man. It's definitely good. You get what you get. Yes.
Thank you.
I love it. I felt the energy. I felt like it was high. I was rocking to it. I was like, you know what? This is smooth. I like this.
I like this. I'm trying, you feel me?
All right. Yeah, no it's doubt. True. I hear the accent in the background. Yeah. I'm loving that. So please tell us who you are. My dearest family is always eager to listen to new guests, new music, everything. What's up? Who are you? I know who you are.
You know, I'm an R&B artist from Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Humble guy, just pushing good energy and love, man. Trying to make sure that everything I'm, you know, create, translate with the people. All these stories that I put in my music, real life situation, whether it be the love stories or the pain, you know, everything is. It correlates to my true self. So I'm just glad that people connect with it.
No doubt indeed. And your dad, how old are you? You're young.
Hey, I'm 26.
So you talking about love already? Sheesh.
You know.
Wow, come on.
My heart, man. It broke my heart a couple times.
You're too young to be having people break your heart, man. The only love you should be chasing is this music, man.
Nah, for real. It's really everything in my daughter at this point.
Okay, good. So please, like, elaborate more about, like, I saw the video. I know what it's about, but elaborate more about, like, when you were doing the, making that video and the song and when you were writing it, like, where did all of that come from? Not just energy. I felt like it was more poured into that. So elaborate on that.
So, man, Get What You Give, it really was, it's a very personal song for me. Because at the time, I was just really feeling like everything that I was giving out as far as relationships and really just things that I was putting my energy into, I wasn't receiving anything back from it. It was just draining from, you know, from everything around me. And that's where the energy came from. I started realizing that people weren't who they say they were, you know. Everybody was really just going through a strong realization period. And that's where the energy came from. So the video, I just wanted to make sure that it kind of translated the lyrics. And I feel like we executed it properly, so, yeah.
Definitely.
Shout out to B-Nod.
Definitely. Shout out to B-Nod, whoever you are. Shout out to you for doing such a
videographer.
Yes. Shout out to you for doing a damn good job because, again, like I said, I listened to it several times and I sent it to, like, my followers, my friends, and, you know, my family, so they can definitely feel the vibe and the wave and how everything is being translated even from the south all the way up here to the north. And we could definitely all relate to that. And it was pretty damn dope, man. And I see that you're making some numbers on this Apple and Spotify and YouTube. Like, shit, you're not playing.
Man, we're blessed, man. I've been doing it for a while now. And, you know, we got a solid team around me, so.
Yes, definitely. That's so important to keep a solid team around you, because there's a lot of fuckboys out here, and you have to be very careful about how you move and groove and connect with other people, because everybody's energy is not for you. And oftentimes we believe that it is, but by the time we find out, it's too late. And I'm glad that you definitely have a strong team and a strong camp that's supporting you 110%, because that's what it's all about, especially in this music game, because you could definitely get lost in the sauce and you'll just be... Yeah, real fast. You'll be the next to the next to the next to the next and next and next. Real talk. Really? I'm telling you, real shit, because I've seen a lot of music shit come and go throughout people's hands and careers, and that's it. You don't hear about them no more, but I think you're going to be around for a little while. So you definitely got to keep people, again, tight in your circle, and the music is definitely vibing. I love the video again. It's just cool. It's definitely cool. It really is. Especially from a girl from up north. And I'm definitely way older than you, so I can appreciate some good music, because there's a lot of fluff shit and a lot of fuck shit here too. So.
Yeah, I feel.
Yes, yes. So what
I'm
else would
to
you.
I'm come up north.
You better. I've
been nowhere up there yet, but I'm on the way.
Man, please. Once you come to Philly, New York, and Jersey, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's
I
over.
A little bit of my, got major love up there, man. Like you said, it's where the hip hop really come from up there. They really mine.
Yeah, yeah, we don't fuck around up here. It's a lot of love.
No,
we don't. But guess what? We can take some of that love, though. We can take some of that. Yeah. We need some of that flavor.
I get it. You hear me? I get it. Oh, I'm on the way. I'm telling
you. You definitely got to come through. Because if you don't, man, that you missing out. You missing out. We could definitely bop our head. That's how the world goes around. And that's what people fail to realize. That's how the world goes around, when you start making these endless connections with people and genuine and just being your natural self and learning how to connect. Especially up north. We're a little hard, but at the same time, we can appreciate some good love.
Hey.
No doubt.
Y'all live gangsta up there, you know
what I mean? Hey.
Y'all love it, though. I promise.
Yeah, we off the hook up here. So what else, though? Dear Sis Family need to know.
Now we're going to have a lot of singles dropping. I actually have a single on the way on March 21st. April 21st, excuse me. And it's called Don't Look Back.
Don't Look Back.
And I have a visual with that one as well.
I did see that.
And yeah, it's another personal record for me. And, you know, hopefully y'all feel like the way that this song has been being received by the people. Hopefully this one do the same or maybe better. But yeah, just be looking out for more music. If you want to follow me, I'm on all social media platforms, Kendrick P Music, instead of an S, it's a Z. Go get the new single, you know, Get What You Give. Like I said, we just consistently dropping.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Especially it Don't Look Back. Yeah, it's always personal, too. I love the whole personal aspect about it, because people don't be understanding that sometimes. And just because you're going through stuff, somebody else is going through something 10 times worse and 10 times worse than that. So I can definitely appreciate that.
I think we're in a space in the world to where people don't feel like it's okay to be honest about like what's going on in their life. Because social media, they only really want to portray the, everybody only posting the good thing, you know? When they sauced up, when they iced up, all that. I ain't going to tell you about when they struggling.
I feel
like we need more people to talk about that, because everybody's struggling with something, whether it's monetarily or spiritually or physically, health-wise, something going on in everybody's life.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely. And I felt, I felt that. That was well said. I definitely felt that, because, again, social media got the gang fucked up.
Why?
It does. It got the gang fucked up. I'm telling you, every day I'll be like, I want to get off this social media platform bullshit, but I can't. But at the same time,
I swear I feel you 100%.
Yeah, man, for real. Every day. I just said that this morning. I wish I could just jump off this shit, but that's not possible. I feel like once you win, you win.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the game we in, you know, in the time of the world. We got to be consistent in that space, man. Basically, that's our commercial, you know?
It is our commercial.
So, we got to keep going. And I heard that from La Russell.
Okay.
The rapper from Oakland, he's been popping this shit on the independent. And it opened my thought, man, he right. You feel me?
Yes. Definitely.
gotta be consistent in this space. As much as it's tiring as it can be sometimes.
No doubt. No doubt. Definitely. So, you gotta keep it moving. But listen, wow, this was great. This was really dope. This was really, really dope. Kendrick P, yes. Dearest his family, you got, definitely, guys, got to look out for him. Real dope, dope artist coming from Memphis, Tennessee. You can appreciate some good music. Put down that bullshit-ass music you've been listening to forever and start bopping your head to some of this. Yeah, definitely take a break, and you can appreciate some dope sounds from the South. Kendrick P. And you can find him on all platforms, like he said. All you got to do is put Kendrick P, bitch, and he'll pop up. Because that's all I did. That's all I did. YouTube is fire. Definitely.
Thank you.
So this is family. It's your girl, MJ. Kendrick P. Thank you. Thank you. We definitely appreciate you over here. And again, like I said, you can find him on all platforms. There's no question. He's everywhere. Kendrick P. That's all you got to do is put Kendrick P in. Unless he want to give you your personal number and all that extra bullshit. But I don't think he's going to do that today. But
nah,
Kendrick P.
Nah, Kendrick P, man. R&B from Memphis, Tennessee, man. We doing it.
Yes, the fuck we are. Definitely. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us. And we just definitely going to bang out. Yo, it's your girl MJ. As you know, let's connect, discuss, and make some shit happen. Peace.
Yeah. If you ever told me you love me and know you didn't mean it, or play with my heart when you knowing that I'm scarred. Knowing way too many times I done overplay my part. Hope you know not to hit my line when you see me top the charts. Keep the smiles, the handshakes, and hugs away. I'm straight, no need for fake love today. No Drake, but they bringing it straight up to my face, ooh yeah. And I ain't got much to say, ooh yeah. Kinda quiet, little guy, but I feel giant, yeah.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.